So welcome. My name's Suzanne Quigley. I am so excited to be here today. I got a little bit of preview of Lisa in her earlier session, and we are in store for something really special. I'm a proud board member of the PA Women's Conference, and I also have the pleasure of leading the Community Affairs and Corporate Social Responsibility function at QVC. What's so great about QVC is really not only our business model and what we do every day around innovation and storytelling, but also our charitable mission. And that mission is around supporting the success and wellness of women through the power of relationships. And I can't say that this conference embodies that so much. And we're so excited to be here to be able to support the success and wellness of women and somebody like Lisa who's dedicated her life to that. So I feel very blessed to introduce her today. So Lisa is no stranger to transformation. She has an extraordinary story. She has transformed her life from a single mom on public assistance to a millionaire entrepreneur. She is a widely requested speaker, international speaker, and just somebody who has motivated millions and millions of people to reach for the stars and bring about what they want in their life. I have a whole big introduction of her, but there's an amazing video that is going to do all of that for me. So I'm going to start that off, and then Lisa, you're going to come up right after. Great. Thank you.
Motivating the masses.
Well, what energy do I want to give up? What energy do I want to draw back to me?
Now, welcome Lisa Nichols, a motivational speaker, advocate of personal empowerment. She's a teacher of The Secret, The Law of Attraction.
I'm living in my passion.
You know, we look at better as if something's wrong with now.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I was just saying that to a friend last night. You need to relax and be in now.
Today, Lisa's work touches over 36 million people worldwide using her signature No Matter What system. Based on her New York Times bestseller, translated into over 30 languages, Lisa teaches millions to learn how to have abundance now.
There's more wealth, there's more love, there's more possibility, there's more abundance than you can contain.
I realize that I am my rescue. No one else is my rescue.
Lisa serves as a breakthrough coach alongside Steve Harvey. They have partnered to deliver inspiring and soul-stirring messages.
I was watching the movie The Secret, and I saw her. And of all the people I saw, she resonated with me.
I didn't know too much about possibility other than there was something in my belly that said I deserved a better life than the one I was creating.
A leading coach on the Today Show, she is called often to give lessons to live by. As CEO of Motivating the Masses, she leads an amazing team of trainers and coaches. She speaks all over the world, spanning from the U.S. to Thailand, Africa, Mexico, Europe, Bali, and more. Her brand stretches across all cultures and nationalities. Infomercials have made motivational speakers like Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, and Freddie Rebell super successful. With her upcoming infomercial, Lisa is next to take the world by storm.
How y'all doing? So excited to be with you. So excited. Woo, look at this beautiful room. I love conferences for women. Like, right? I love it. Because otherwise, and to the men, the courageous men who are in the room, this is how we feel sometimes at board meetings. Just a few of us in the room, right? I love conferences for women because we just get to celebrate and have the conversation for us. Men who are here, thank you guys. Thank you for spending the day with us, for recognizing that it's valuable enough for us to have this time and valuable enough for you to be here. I'm super excited to be with you guys. How many of you were with me in the session just at 11:30? Y'all so cute, y'all supposed to go somewhere else, but y'all said y'all coming back for seconds. It's like we're coming back for seconds. So
The idea of this training was to be an encore. And, you know, the last time I was at a Tina Turner concert and she did an encore, she had already did the concert. She came back out and she kind of continued. But I thought, I said, you know what? It's going to be a room full of totally new people. And so an encore would feel kind of weird because they didn't come to the first part of the concert. So for those of you who came earlier, you're going to have a little bit of repeat, but you don't have to worry. I don't ever do the exact same speech because I don't write them down. In the moment. So, but there is a vibe and there is a thread and there's an energy that will occur that is to be continued. And we started something beautiful this morning and then continued this afternoon. And so I'm going to stay inside of that. And that is, you know, being radical enough, say radical.
Radical.
Being radical enough to disrupt your norm. Sometimes our norm can be pretty amazing. And for those of you who are at this conference, your norm is pretty impressive. You know that, right? Come on, you guys. Just like, don't act like you don't know. Your norm is pretty impressive, right? Like what you do on a bad day is people are wishing they can do on their best day, right? What you do with a headache and a migraine and lack of sleep, some people are aspiring to get to. You know that, right? You guys know that, right? And we don't say it out loud. We're just kind of like, whatever, you know, it's just who I am. Whatever is nothing. Right? And yet we need a place to go. For someone to disrupt our norm. We need a place to go for someone to say, that's really nice for 70% of what you can do. Like, who tells the gladiator? Y'all the gladiators, right? Who tells the gladiators? And hey, you guys in the back, there's like front row seat right here. I don't know why they didn't get them. Upgrade right here. Like, upgrade. I'm sitting right here. And I'm gonna walk down off the stage and I'm gonna go over there. So don't worry about it. I'm gonna hook you up. So I always go, you know what? Who holds the gladiator responsible for being amazing? Who talks to a super sister soldier and tells us that's nice? However, that's your 70%. Who tells us that? Like there's no one, because your 70% is somebody else's 159%. Let's just be clear. Let's be clear. Like we can just say it because they're not here. Like really? They didn't choose to come. They didn't get invited or they didn't come. And so it's sorry. I'm not speaking negative. I'm just saying, let's just acknowledge who's in the room. Yes. So we can hold ourselves accountable to that level of greatness.
Yep.
And realize that we can coast and impress people. Come on, y'all. Raise your hand if you know. Just tell on yourself. The people that you impress on coasting, they're not here either. So just like they think you worked hard, stayed up all night. They don't realize you watched Netflix after you did that little thing. You know, whatever, it was easy, right? And so we need someone to love us enough. See, ain't that seat better? Right, upgrade, right? We need someone to stop by our lives and just kind of shake things up a bit. That would be me today. And so, you know, I look at norm, and normal is great for a minute. And there was a time when you aspired to do this thing right here. Hold on, I just jumped right in, didn't I? They like, hold on, give us an appetizer. Okay, so let me just. So my name is Lisa Nichols. Some of you guys don't know me. I've been hanging around for a while. That was me with the big hair and the big body. Yes, that was me. That wasn't my larger sister. That was me. And if you notice, I think it's beautiful that the big hair and the big cheeks are saying, I am my own rescue. Right? And then I walk up, right? And I'm constantly being my own rescue. We're constantly being our own opportunity. Like when I finally got that I don't have to seek, and this is not to grandize me, but that I don't have to seek anything outside of me, that I was born enough. Like I woke up enough. Like that's one statement, but that's a long journey to get to, you guys. Like when I finally realized, hold on, I don't have to check Facebook to see who liked me.
Yes.
I like me. Like I like me first, and then every other like after that is bonus. But yep. This is the only one that's necessary. Yes, yes?
Yes.
So let me just set the tone. When I'm in church and I say something that they love, they say amen.
Amen.
Well, we're not in church. Some people just got real uncomfortable. Like, what? What is she doing? This is not appropriate. So first of all, I'm not appropriate. I seek to be a disruptor. So whatever norm and infrastructure you have, whatever box you think I should play in, I'm going to send the memo to you that there never really was a box in the first place. So don't try to stay in the box and don't celebrate yourself for playing outside the box. Realize there is no box.
No box.
Right, and that's where we should begin, yes?
Yes.
So when I'm with my girls and I say something they like, they say, you go, girl. But to the one courageous man in here, I am not going to require you to say, you go, girl. Oh, two men. How many men? Raise your hand for the men in the room. I just want to send y'all love. It's two of them. They're like three of them. Okay, great. Amen. Believe me, I will celebrate you every turn I get. And so I'm not going to have you say, you go, girl, when there's something that you love. But I am going to request, and those of you who've already been with me, you know, I am going to ask and request that when you hear something that you like, and that stirs your soul, I want you to say yes, yes, but I want the volume on the second yes to be louder than the volume on the first yes. I want that second yes to kind of cost you something. I want it to take you somewhere. I want that second yes to make you lift up out your chair a little bit. Let's practice because you guys have been kind of off.
Yes.
You guys, I know you guys are in corporate, you know, so you guys are very dutiful. So I'm going to have to work with y'all a minute. I think we can get there, though. We got there earlier, didn't we, y'all? We got there earlier, so we're going to get there. So on the count of three, I want you to say yes, yes, but I want the second yes to be louder than the first yes. Try it out with me. One, two, three.
Yes, yes!
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's better than I thought y'all was going to do. You know, sometimes I go into my corporate office, I'm like, let's do it. And they're like, yes, yes. I'm like, no, no. So every time I say something that serves you, every time I say something that feels good to your soul, I want you to say, good. Try it again. One, two, three.
Yes, yes.
Very good. And that second yes, like shake the ceiling a little bit, like get right. Make them wonder over there.
Yes.
What is going on, right? Every time you hear something that feels good to you, say what?
Yes, yes.
Every time you hear your truth, whether it feels good or even stings a little bit, still say,
yes, yes.
When you leave this room and something feels good to you, and you're in the other room, or you're in the next workshop, and someone says something, I want you just to yell out,
yes, yes.
Even without your neighbor next to you right now saying it. Because they're still determining if they want to. Still say,
yes, yes.
Still say,
yes, yes.
Don't ask permission to say,
yes, yes.
And when you leave this place and someone invites you out to lunch, or they invite you out to dinner and it feels really good, I want you to say,
yes, yes.
Now, they're going to think you strange. I'm just going to tell you. They're going to think you're strange because when you left home this morning, you only said one yes. But here's what I know. You want to know, what do you need to do different to get something different? You want to know that. So if we can start with one extra yes. Just one extra yes. Just baby steps. You guys are super achievers, so you want to quantum leap everything. How about we baby step you there? How about that? Now, you don't need to wait for me to point. To say what?
Yes, yes.
To say what?
Yes, yes.
I want you to just say.
Yes, yes.
Just say.
Yes, yes.
When it feels good.
Yes, yes. Yes.
You guys are doing good. I know it's hard. And even when you're dreaming your dream and no one agrees with you.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Still say.
Yes, yes.
Without any witnesses, without any cheerleaders, without anybody agreeing with you, still say.
Yes, yes.
If you have to walk alone and say.
Yes, yes.
If you got to pray by yourself, still say.
Yes, yes.
If you got to pick yourself up again because you made some decisions that cost you, still say.
Yes, yes.
When you're giving yourself 1,000 second chances, still say.
Yes, yes.
And when you get to 999, press reset and say.
Yes, yes.
I think y'all got to give yourselves a hand.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
So from this point forward, anytime I say something that feels good to you, without waiting for me to do this, I'm done with that. I want you to hear you say.
Yes, yes.
I want you to hear yourself say. And let me tell you why. Just so you know, those of you who came in, there's up front seating right here. There's seating right there. I love it. There's seating all over right here. You guys, come on in. Sit down. It's going to be a while. You want to? Come on. Come on in. Sit down. So the reason why I invite you to say yes, yes twice, Not, as I said earlier, it's not because it's my little shtick, the thing I do. And if you look at me on YouTube, you'll see that I do yes, yes in a number of different places. But I do it because the first yes, and I'll say this in my faith. I'm not here to impose my faith and my belief system on you. I call them God. You call them whatever you choose. I honor and celebrate your choice. But your first yes is to you, that thing that you think, know you want to do. The reason why the second yes is louder, and it has to be louder, because that second yes is to the calling on your life. Yes. And that second yes is going to have to cost you something. That second yes is that yes that's going to require you to not live in your convenience, but to live inside of your conviction. And my grandmother says, baby, your conviction and your convenience will never live on the same block. That you want to do something amazing by staying convenient. And that's a dichotomy. The very moment you want to do something you've never done before is the very moment you're asking the universe, make me an inconvenience, and I will still say yes, yes. And so that second yes got to be a little louder, because that second yes is going to require you to love the perceivingly unlovable. Yes, yes. That second yes is going to require you to forgive the perceivingly unforgivable. That second yes is going to require you to forgive you.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
That second yes is going to require you to give yourself permission to be the woman you've always known yourself to be, even when you didn't see evidence of her.
Yes, yes. Yes.
That second yes is going to cost you. That second yes is going to make you have to love somebody up close that's sometimes difficult to love. That second yes is going to require you, hello somebody, to begin to love somebody from a distance.
Yes,
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 yes, yes, yes, Lord. That's the yes that'll get them dancing, yes. That second yes is going to require you to value your yes, but to use your no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Some of y'all are unfamiliar with no lately. You say yes way too often when you should say no. Come on, you guys. You get to, come on. You might be sitting next to the person you keep saying yes to. I know. Just nod. Just give me the eyes. And so the yes, yes today is about you really be owning every single part of you. The conversation that we had earlier that we'll continue to have now, that we'll take to another level, is being willing to disrupt your own norm and to recognize that your next level of success is on the other side of your convenience. That are you willing to inconvenience yourself for your next level of your greatness? Like, we have a tendency that the moment something becomes uncomfortable, we think we're supposed to stop. The moment something becomes uncomfortable, you just reach your edge of capacity. That's when you start going.
Yes, yes.
Does that make sense, y'all? Y'all thought, it's like, oh, but it's so hard. That's when you grind down. That's when you do it. Yes. When you're at the edge, I can't give anymore. See, if you can do 15 crunches, and every day you do 15 crunches, you haven't done anything. It's on your 17th crunch. Yes. It's on your 19th crunch when your stomach says, "What? What's happening? You ain't gonna stop? What? I better get stronger so I can keep going with you." And so I'm here to ask you, what's on the other side of your comfort zone? What's on the other side of your average and ordinary? What makes your journey extraordinary? Because see, your journey has been amazing up until now, but who you are in this season, you don't even know her. You haven't even met her. She's a culmination of all your experiences. She's a culmination of all of your love, all of your giving, all of your forgiving. She's a culmination of all of your wisdom. She's a culmination of all your worst mistakes.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, she's juicy and delicious and colorful. She's unapologetic, and she knows who she is. And the only time she gets distracted is when she looks left or right.
Yes. Yes.
Only time. The only time she gets distracted is when she begins to compare herself to somebody else. When she compares her beginning to my middle. That's the only time. Benjamin Franklin says that comparison is and will always be the thief of all joy. The only time. She's a go-getter. She knows. See, because in this room is a bunch of champions. In this room is a bunch of gladiators. But see, let me tell you about a champion and the gladiator. See, everyone just talks about champion and gladiator. They don't understand the road to champion.
Yes, yes.
The road to champion is riddled with betrayal. Mm. The road to champion is riddled with tears. Nothing wrong with that, y'all. I'd rather take that road every day if it's going to lead me to champion.
Yes.
And to make sure that I understand it's okay, that don't keep score about all your tears, keep track. I've earned this place right here.
Yes.
The road to champion is riddled with prayer after prayer after prayer. How am I going to get through this? The road to champion is riddled with forgiving people when you felt like you shouldn't forgive, but doing it anyway. The road to champion is riddled with being someone else's backbone when you're trying to be your own backbone. The road to champion is riddled with being someone else's breath when you're trying to find your own oxygen. Come on, you guys. Am I in the right room? Am I in the right room? I just want to make sure I'm in the right room. The road to champion is riddled with holding the space for someone who can't hold the space for themselves.
Yes.
The road to champion. I see some of your tears already. You know, because you've been on that road. Champions are sitting in this room. Yes. I summons champions only, by the way.
Yes.
All the slackers are in room 2058. No. I'm just joking. But I do attract champions because that's the conversation that we have. But the road to champion is riddled with questioning yourself. The road to champion is riddled with wondering, am I doing the right thing right now? The road to champion is riddled with serving others to the detriment of yourself.
Yes.
Come on, you guys.
Yes.
Am I in the right room?
Yes.
The road to champion is riddled with nights when you know you needed 8 hours sleep as you were getting four.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The road to champion is riddled with people asking you, can you take on just a little bit more on your full plate already? Yes. The road to champion is having your name said in meetings when you're not there because they know you're going to get the job done.
Yes.
I'm just saying the road to champion is intentional. The road to champion is not unfamiliar to you. God bless you. The road to champion is also riddled with moments like this when you stop to take your own pulse.
Yes, yes.
The road to champion is riddled with moments like this when you begin to look and assess, do I like my journey? Do I like the life I'm living? Is it the one that I wrote? To recognize, y'all know I'm coming down there, right? Y'all know I'm coming. Y'all know I'm coming. And I'm going to walk to the back and I want y'all to turn around when I walk to the, I'm going to do that whole thing, right? I don't know what the rules are at the conference. I didn't read the handbook. Figure when they invite me, they know she just gonna come in and she don't read the what we supposed to do. I come for you guys.
Yes.
That the road to champion is riddled with moments of wondering, am I doing the right thing right now?
Yes.
I've taken care of everybody else. See, the road to champion is the road paved with being everything for everybody and wondering, are you being enough for you?
Yes.
And so I just stopped by. And I know I say that often, but I really just stopped by. Like, I had breakfast yesterday in California. And I'm going to have dinner tonight in California. And I'm going to have lunch on Saturday in Mexico. And then I'm going to have dinner on Thursday of that same week in Carolina. Thank you. Somebody know. In Carolina by Thursday, I'm having dinner in Carolina. And by Saturday, I'm having lunch back in California, right? And then by that following Monday, I'm having a dinner in Atlanta. And then by that Friday, I'm having dinner in New York. And I missed Winston-Salem. It was somewhere in there. But somewhere now, I'm eating Winston-Salem. And so I really just stopped by.
No cheesesteak?
I might have a cheesesteak. Listen, let me tell y'all, I went into a Philly cheesesteak spot, one of the little corner stuff. You know, it wasn't like a restaurant. It was like the neighborhood. I don't know where it was, but I know they were speaking a different language. I was like, no habla español. Yo estudio español. Dos años con mi amigos y amigas. I don't know what you're saying. They were like, no, no, what Philly? I was like, I stood there for 30 minutes because they were going fast, too, so I knew I couldn't slow it down. Because y'all on the East Coast, y'all all about hurry up. I'm from California. We like to run. Let's relax. Let's take in the breeze. Y'all like, hurry up. So I knew, right, yes. So I knew when I walked in this Philly steak place that I was too slow. And after watching like six people order the steak, I knew for a fact that I was too slow. I was just scared. I'm like, I'm gonna hold up the line, they're gonna all get mad at me. Pressure. So I was telling my new friend, I was saying, so I just saw this guy who knew what he wanted, and I asked him, may I buy your sandwich? He was like, oh. At first he thought I was hitting on him, right? He was like, oh, you want to buy mine? I was like, yes, may I buy your sandwich? He said, yes, sis, so can you order mine first? Here's what I want on it in English. And then can you turn it to Philly talk? And I'm going to buy your sandwich if you order my sandwich. He was like, all right. And he said something, and I got the perfect Philly steak. I can't ever eat one again on the West Coast. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
And so I stopped by. This conversation is to find out, are you willing to disrupt your norm? Are you willing to disrupt your norm even if it's impressing other people? Are you willing? Are you willing to step past the status quo? Are you willing to say, you know what? It's going easy now, but I don't want a life that's easy. I want a life that's unforgettable.
Yes, yes.
Like, are you willing? Are you willing to reintroduce yourself to the world, the new you, the new version of you? Are you willing to say, hold on, you guys, I'm not sure if you can handle this, but I've been only playing at 70%. Hold on. I went to this conference and I heard this lady, I'm not sure her name, yes, yeah, big hair, right? But she said that it's my job, it's my responsibility to turn my light up. That someone is waiting on you to turn your light up, because when you turn your light up, you're going to unconsciously give them permission to turn their light up as well. That they've been waiting on you to shine. Because when you shine, you give them permission to do the same. They say, well, if she did it, if he did it, I can do it. You have no idea how many people are waiting on if she did it. You don't know. You think that it's just about you. Your life is so much not about you. Your life is so much about the people who will cross your path. And because they crossed your path, you made them breathe a little deeper. You made them stand a little taller. You made them tippy-toe. You took their breath away like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
You see how you like holding your breath like, ooh. She is right here. Can I get my camera out in time? And so my job is not to keep you comfortable right now. My job is to keep you running. My job is to ask you, can you put on your skates? Can you put on your seatbelt? Are you willing to eat your Wheaties? Are you willing to drink your protein shake? Are you willing to turn it up? Are you willing to not slow down and not settle? Are you willing to say, I'm just getting started?
Yes,
yes. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes? Yes, yes.
So I was wondering. Y'all, that's some really good seats over there, but I'm going to come back to y'all anyway. I like it. I like a full house. That you, when you recognize, Sandra, that you are right at the right age, that now you know enough, you've been through enough, you've loved enough, you've heard enough, you've danced enough, you've rested enough, you are right, you are enough, you woke up enough, everything. And that if you don't get caught up looking left and right, you will be okay. And you ask, what's my unique contribution? You are unique. Y'all turn around, I'm talking to y'all. Okay, yeah, there you go, I want to see your face. There you go, there you go. That you are a unique, unrepeatable miracle. And no one can impact the planet the way you do. Not with your story. You have your unique story. And the world's supposed to have your story. Your story does no good to anyone right here in your belly. Your story belongs to us. Because we find breath and possibility when you share your story. However you share it, whether it's in writing. The last time I took an English class, you guys, I got a fail. And my English teacher told me that I was the weakest writer she'd ever met. In her entire life. She told the entire class that, by the way. I was like, for real? Did she just throw me under the bus in front of the whole class? Yeah. But I was kind of like a little smart mouth, so she just needed to let me know. You are the weakest writer I've ever met in my entire life. Will somebody hold up Abundance Now? Will anybody who have Abundance Now hold up Abundance Now? You see that book? Hi. 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 So I guess having a fail in English don't mean you can't go back and do something great. That's my seventh bestseller. That's my seventh bestseller. And I don't say that to brag. I say that to let you know that other people's perception of you ain't none of your business. high. It's just their perception of you. And the mistake we make is that you made someone's perception and opinion of you your truth. How many of us have lived in someone else's opinion of us for a while, whether it's a mother, a father, a husband, a sister, a brother? Come on, y'all. Yes. We made the mistake.
Yes.
I was so afraid for years to write because my teacher told me I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life. And I look up, fast forward 30 years, I have 7 bestsellers. And my last book, Abundance Now, hit the bestsellers list the day before it was released. How does that happen? Right. And I realized that her opinion of me was not my truth. Mm-hmm. But for years, 18 years, I wouldn't write. 18 years, I wouldn't write. You couldn't get me to write. I was so afraid to write because she told me I was a weak writer. Well, guess what, y'all? I was a weak writer. I mean, I don't know where to put a comma. I know where to put a comma. I don't know where to put the period. I'm a run-on sentence mama. I don't put the period till I finish my thought. Comma, 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 comma. And I don't even know why they invented a semicolon. Who does that? Like, who was sitting around so bored that they... I'm sorry if you're an English major. Colons and semicolons. What is that about? Like, really? And so I haven't been a strong writer, but I'm a great storyteller. What's your lane? What do you do well? And how can you deep dive in what you do well? Because what you do well, you probably undervalue. Because it's effortless. And we've been trained to think to be good and to be amazing, it's got to be hard. What if it's not? The easiest thing for me to do is inspire you. That's the easiest thing for me to do. The hardest thing for me to do is to try to do somebody else. Like, you are always a better version of you than you are someone else's carbon copy, right?
Yes.
When I first started speaking, I used to get on stage, and I wasn't comfortable with me yet, so I'd get on stage, and I'd wear a black suit. Come on, y'all. Some of y'all know what that... I'd wear a gray suit. I'd wear a navy blue suit. And I had my hair pulled back in a tight ponytail. Y'all know how hard that was? And I try to do my best version of Jack Canfield or Bob Proctor or Mark Victor Hansen or Les Brown. And can y'all figure out that I'm a bad version of a man? And then I was always picking older white men who were 22 years older than me and trying to act like them. Like, really? And when I finally said, who's Lisa? And what would she look like? And can I trust me to give me to you, not trust you, but to trust me that I'm enough, that I could do me and the best version of me. And when I got out of my suits and I put on my colors and I let my hair go and I start doing me, then I colored it. But more than anything, I found my style. Like, your job, your community, your household, your children, your world is waiting for you to find your style, to sing your song. No one can sing your song like you. No one can dance your dance like you. No one has your rhythm. No one has your tone. No one has your energy. And for some of you, you've been playing small. You've been playing small thinking you're playing safe. Ain't nothing safe in shrinking. Ain't nothing safe in shrinking.
Yes.
Because you are in complete danger of staying stuck and shrunk. Mm. Ain't nothing safe in shrinking. You're trying to not disrupt the status quo. You're trying to not create turbulence. Well, guess what? How about you were here to create turbulence? How about you were born? You were born to make something happen with the dash between your birthday and your transition day. That when you look on that machine in the hospital, the last thing you want that machine to do is go like this. Yes, come on, y'all. So why would you think your life should be like this as well? Your life is supposed to be just like that machine.
Yes,
your life is supposed to be just like that machine. Yes. So you're going to have some peace and you're going to have some valleys. Crawl, cry, pray, get company in the valley, and dance in the peaks. And be okay with that. And don't allow someone else's perception of you to make you minimize your peak. Because when I let my liberation out and my freedom out, then all of a sudden you see a little bit of yours. And so my liberation accesses your liberation. I see you, sis. I feel you. Like, this is a time for you. Some of you came in here with this being your oxygen. You didn't know what you were coming in here for. And they can't explain this workshop. like they were like, just give us anything. They said, okay, I'm gonna give you this, and then I'm gonna do what I need to do. Right? And yet this is the very thing your soul has been asking for. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
The permission, the freedom, the calling, the accountability of do it now. Not later. Not later, but now. When I wrote the book, they were like, what do you want the title? And they said abundance something, something. I said, no, abundance now. They were like, now, no, now, with urgency, now. Now. Oh, I'll wait. Wait for what? I'll wait for the kids. They're not asking you to wait for them. Your children are not asking you to wait to live until they get to college. Hello? Yes, yes? That's a whole lot of pressure. That's a whole lot of pressure on you. I'm going to wait and have a life when you go to college. For real? Now you calling them every day because you done got out of practice of having a life. No, that's not... That's unfair. It's unfair to your partner, to your spouse. Anyone that you're holding responsible for your life is unfair to them. And it's unfair to you that this is your song. This is your rhythm. You dance. You dance. Yes, to act yes. like you got 15 more years before you dance, that's awful assumptive. I mean, dance right now. And if you get off beat, act like you intended on getting off beat. Like, don't talk about how many, sometimes we talk about, so, oh, I got off beat. I didn't even know you got off beat. Quit telling on yourself. Quit singing the song. Don't sing your 2008 song in 2016. Come on, y'all. Like, there's a reason why you were put in this room. There's a reason why you on that camera. There's a reason why. There's a reason why. Because we need you now. We need you now like we've never seen you before, because you're going to bring light and hope and faith and persistency and resiliency and forgiveness like we've never seen it before. Yes. Yes. And no one can do it quite like you. Yes, you made some mistakes, but you needed to make the mistakes because the mistakes are informing your future.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, you needed to make them. We're willing to spend $60,000, $80,000 on a college education, but you won't spend some time forgiving yourself for that asphalt. I call it asphalt education. Because people ask me, do I have a degree? I'm like, yes, I got a degree. If I got a PhD from Asphalt University. Right? And I got a 4.0, and I'm valedictorian and all that other stuff that they have when they stay in college. So I just wanted to disrupt you a bit. I wanted to stir your soul. I wanted to remind you it's far from over. Matter of fact, it's just getting started.
Yes.
It's just getting started. Like, what happens if you wake up and get up like you just getting started? What happens when you wake up and give up? Hold on for a minute. Take this one. Y'all, wait. Raise your hand. Everybody raise their hands. Okay, hold on. I got y'all.
Right here, right here.
I got y'all. Right in the middle. Come on, raise your hands. Okay, hold on. Over here. Okay, got it. Raise your hands. That is the ultimate ADD, right? I was in the middle of a sentence and interrupted myself to take a picture. I'm coming back over here. I got it. So, what happens? What happens if you begin to play today like you never failed before? What happens if you begin to love just today, from when you leave here, love like you've never been hurt? What happens if you stop keeping score and just keep track? Keeping score is collecting evidence on why it won't work. Keeping track is just being mindful of the steps you took in the past so you can take better steps this time, but still stepping.
Yes, yes.
See, there's a difference between keeping score and keeping track. What happens if you leave here and you love like no one's ever betrayed you? What happens? What happens if you leap from the ledge like you've never fallen?
Yes, yes.
You know, like that three-year-old who runs like they've never fallen. They haven't fallen enough to get scared. What happens if you can run like that three-year-old, run and leap? What happens if you can have unbridled excitement again? What happens if your head stops getting in the way of your heart and your soul? And when your head comes up and gives evidence, you say, hold on, I'm going to listen to my heart and my soul today. And you'll make calculated decisions. You will always do that because you're mature enough to do that. But you run and you leap at the risk of falling. See, you want a survey and an assessment that will prove and eliminate the possibility of falling. Hell, just be willing to fall. Because if you're willing to fall, then you'll leave the ledge and you actually might fly. See, until you give yourself permission to fall, you haven't really given yourself permission to fly because you're trying to protect your image. See, I've succeeded more than most because I've given myself permission to fail more than most. And I failed more than most. And my failures now inevitably always cost me six figures. I'm like, oh, that's just $80,000? That's an easy failure. And it ain't one six figure. It's like 300 six figure. So are you willing? Are you willing? I don't know. I had a line of over 200 people. So are there any books left? No, I think there are some.
We're trying to get numbers.
We're getting some. So did you guys get the little book plate? Some of you, not everyone got one.
No.
Not everyone got one. We're out. If you got a book plate, hold it up. Okay, so that's a signature. That's a signature book plate. So you can peel and stick that off, and it sticks in your book, and you got an autograph book.
Yes, yes.
And that's my autograph. That's my autograph. Right, right. It don't have to be hard. And so, is that some good stuff, huh?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, when you get to, I celebrated 50 years in May. And you know, something happens when you get to 50, you start thinking about, you know, you start thinking about, okay, how can I do this smarter?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And that's where I am. So let me just, I'm going to close this part with this. And then I'm going to open up to questions for a few moments. But let me tell you about the questions. I want you to ask those questions. You know what I'm talking about?
I want breakthrough
questions. Don't ask those topical questions. Ask the question that's going to give oxygen back to you. You can ask anything. Say anything.
Anything.
Say anything.
Anything.
Say it like, girl, she said I can ask her anything. Say it like that.
Anything.
You know that, like, ooh.
Anything.
Yeah, right, anything. And guess what? You can ask anything. I'm ready to answer anything. You just have to wonder if you're ready for the answer. Because I've gotten comfortable with the answer. I've had to have it for a while. You just got to notice if you're comfortable, because every question leads to a possible breakthrough and a mirror for where you are. So you just determine that. I'm only going to take about 3-4 questions maybe in a moment. And then we'll just see where that goes. So in the last session, it got a little hot in the room on the questions, right? That's when it really got turned up. So you determine that. You determine that. And I want to say this before I go into that piece. I'm in a season of my life where in 1995, how many of you, this is your first time hearing me? Yes. Yes. Welcome. Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm a little radical. In 1995, I was broke and broken on government assistance. I just had my baby, and he was 8 months old. And I went to the ATM to get $20 out to buy Pampers for him. And it said insufficient funds, $11.42. And I had to wrap my son Jelani in a towel for 2 days. And that I thought was my rock bottom. You know how you think you hit bottom, then you go boom, boom, boom. Like,
yes.
Are you kidding me? I thought that was the bottom.
Yeah.
3 days later, my son's father called me, and mind you, I was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles. I was raised between the Harlem Crip 30s and the Rollin 60s. Those are not cheerleading squads. I had 3 fights a week to get home from school, and so I had one commitment as I was growing up. I'm not dating anybody in my neighborhood because I'm not being attached to the neighborhood. I'm getting out. I'm getting out as soon as I can. I don't want to date anyone here because I don't want my son to have to go visit his father in jail. Like, I made that plan from 14. And the moment my best friend started having sex, and I moved. I was like, Daddy, can I come stay with you? Like, I got myself out because I had a plan. I used to watch the Brady Bunch. And I'm like, I don't know where they live, but I'm going to live in their neighborhood. I kid you not. I kid you. I was like, I don't want to live near Sanford and Son. I don't want to live. No, I kid you not. I was like, I don't want to live near Good Times because they times ain't good. I was like, I'm living by the Brady Bunch. You know, I was an honest kid. I just knew I wanted a lifestyle, and that was all I had to hold on to. And so, right? You got to think in pictures sometime. Whatever you can hold on to, y'all. That's who I held on to. So I was on a show recently with what's the middle child's name on Brady Bunch, the girl? I know.
Shandy.
I know she probably mad. Everybody forget her name. Everybody know Marsha and Cindy, right? I'm like, what's the one in the middle?
Jan.
Right, Jan. I was on a show with Jan, and I was like, this is so surreal. I looked at you as my goal. She was like, oh my God, I follow you. I'm like, I followed you. Yeah. And so when my son was 8 months old, 5 days after I had to wrap him in a towel for 2 days, I get the call that my son's father, hello, Lisa, I'm in jail.
Oh, no.
Somebody here have had some unexpected things happen. Not the plan. My son turns 22 this year.
Yes, yes.
And his father is still in prison. Don't worry about me. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm free. And when I say I'm free, I mean I'm free.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I hurt that's where he is, but I'm free. And so I want to invite you to step inside your freedom based on whatever your past looks like, that every step had to lead you to this seat right now. Every step. One step different, you wouldn't be in this seat. One step different, you wouldn't be who you are. Your job is to love and celebrate, honor, and just absolutely amplify her. Like, I love every part of my life because it led me right here to this unrecognizable, breathtaking journey. You could tell the story, it might have been better if you stayed married. You can tell the story. It might have been easier if your son's child did this or if your son's father. It might have been easier if your parents did this. We can make up a story, but the reality is this is your life. And it's exactly how it was supposed to be for your next best season. Come on, you guys.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So I stand in front of you, a woman who's committed to transformation. Because my life is barely recognizable and it looks nothing like I expected in 1995. And I know that there are ways that I can support some of you to step into that next best version of yourself. I'm not sure how. So I want to be radical before we go into questions. I told my CFO yesterday that I was going to do this. He kind of gasped. When I was in my 20s, I got fired from 5 different jobs. 5 different jobs I got. I thought that was normal, by the way. Until I start telling people and they go, what? So I do a training called Speak and Write to Make Millions. And it helps you to find your story. It helps you to celebrate your story. It helps you to step into your greatness. I do a workshop. It's $595 to attend. It's already sold out. We have like 15 spots left. But I thought, if I can give you guys a pass to attend my online version, which that's almost at 2,000 people, and they pay $197 for 10, can I give it to you guys for free?
Yes! Yes. Yes.
Like, yes. I'm in a place now where my job is to serve and bless as many others as I can. And if some of you are in that space where something today I said has stirred your soul and you want more, then we're gathering live. You can be online in your pajamas, in your sweats over here on the East Coast. We're going to be in Atlanta on October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And it's going to be off the chain. It's going to be amazing. And it's going to be live. And if you want to join, my job is to open the door. Your job is to step through it. Does that sound good?
Yes.
So y'all register soon because my CFO is like, I'm going to close the door in 5 days. I'm like, well, just hold on. Why are you so nervous? So be radical. Be radical at what's possible. So speakandwriteworkshop.com/free. And I don't know if that // is necessary. It might be necessary. It might not be necessary. So if
So I typed that, so. Told y'all about me and technology. So before I close with the story, I want to just open it up for a couple of questions. I'll take two people at this mic and two people at this mic. So pop up and come to this mic, and two people at that mic. And two people at that mic. Real fast, though. Because y'all, if I'm going to make it home for dinner, y'all know my plane is soon, right? So, and I'm going to ask you to stick to the question. You'll be inspired to tell me the whole story, but I'm going to invite you to stick to the question. And then I got something special for you at the end. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
I'm actually looking to transform into a coach, a life coach for personal and professional development.
Yes.
And I guess if you could offer any advice, I feel it was a perfect example that I feel that in my current job that I work now to pay bills, I'm very flatlined.
Yes.
And I feel like that very much so is an obstacle for me pursuing,
yes,
moving forward as a,
yes,
coach. So any,
yes,
advice that you could offer?
To step onto the campus as being a coach or a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you know that when you want to become, write this down, y'all, an infopreneur. And you have a job, you are a parallel preneur. I trademark both. Mm-hmm. So you can be a parallel preneur. You can have your dream. And your job becomes, everyone say this, my job is my investor.
My job is my investor.
That makes all my dreams come true. Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah.
So don't go to work tomorrow. Go to your investor.
Yeah.
It just feels good. So number one, allow your investor to invest in your dreams. So you need to put away money because doing business, any business, costs money. Okay? If you're an infopreneur, what information are you going to provide? So what's your school of content? What are you going to teach? I teach people how to two things, their personal development. I teach people how to push past where they normally would stop. I teach people how to turn their walk into a run and their run into a soar. That's what I teach people personally. Professionally, I teach people how to make their passion profitable. Very clean. Okay, so you want to know what do you do and what school of content helps people. Because that way you can talk to people directly. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So as a coach, there are multiple platforms that you can serve. One-on-one coaching, one-to-many coaching. And most of the time you don't know you can do all these things. A webinar, a videonar, a bookinar. Y'all don't understand that in the game. And all of those things translate to a revenue stream. So on the October 21st to 23rd training that you just got for free, I teach all of that. And I open it all up. And even if you don't want to do those things, I show you how to build the brand called you. Because you become the brand. What will stop you, sweetheart, is that you are the product. And you'll become more nervous to put you out there. You'll put this widget gidget out there. Like, we'll sell this mic. I'll sell this. But I'm so nervous to talk about me because then you translate no into meaning you're not good enough. And so let me help you fast forward that because it ain't about you not being good enough. That's just the chatter in your head. Right?
Yes.
And so really understanding what does the brand called you look like. So my company 3 years ago went public. And I'm the second African-American woman to have a publicly held company and the only company in the self-development industry to be on Wall Street.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And so that really had, because people on Wall Street don't care about who Lisa Nichols is. They just are excited that my company has grown double digits every year for the last 13 years. And so I had to stop looking at Lisa as an individual, really the product. And so begin to get comfortable with that and realize that you can never take your clients somewhere that you haven't gone. So begin to do your self-work. Because if you want a 32-ounce capacity building business, you can't build it with a 24-ounce capacity you. And that's not to imply that that's the case. I'm just giving you forewarning. You're going to have to work on you in order to bring value to someone else.
Thank you very much.
And I'll see you on the 21st online. And then take copious notes, girl. Like, clear your schedule. Right. If I'm on stage, don't move. When I go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom. All right?
Thank you
so much. One over here. I'm going to go this way, and then this way I'm going to just kind of cycle.
So thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Quick question. What do you do when you get stuck?
So how many of you have felt like you're stuck? Okay, good. Look around. So we have... I always have an accountability community. I live in an accountability community. I have a coach. I've had a coach in my life since my son was 5 years old. He's 22. I keep a coach that's 2 to 10 steps ahead of me. You guys are amazing. So you got to find someone who's more amazing than you and not afraid of you. I keep an accountability community that don't buy my excuses. And then I put my goals out there. And by the way, I don't put my big goals out there. I put my milestone goals out there. Because sometimes when you set a goal, your goal is too big to begin when you can't see how you're going to get there. You set yourself up to not hit the goal because you haven't set up. Just set the milestone. If you want to lose 20 pounds, don't talk about 20 pounds. Say, I want to lose 2 pounds. Just focus on the two. Don't focus on the 20. Right? And so I got a coach. Every area in my life that matters to me, I have a coach. When I was on the Oprah Winfrey show during one of the commercial breaks, she looked at me, and without asking, do I have one, she said, how many coaches do you have? I looked at her. I was like, two. And then on the next commercial break, I said, how many coaches do you have? She said, four. I left the Oprah show knowing two things. One, I was on the right path because I had a coach. And what's the second thing I knew? I was getting two more. I don't know what they're going to coach me on, but I'm getting two more. So number one, don't be the best game in town. Get someone that's going to pull you. Like, I'm clear. I have a lot of students that step on my campus who want to transform their lives, and they become my student. And I say, listen, hook your caboose to my train. Hook your caboose to my train. When you hook your caboose to somebody's train, they're going to make you run faster. Like, who's bigger, better, greater? You may not even met her yet. Or you may just met her. Right? So just figure that out. And then, recognize, where are you stuck? Because you might be stuck in weight, but you're not stuck in money. So don't just call stuck 360. Where are you stuck at? What I love about abundance now is that it breaks your life down into four key categories, 12 areas altogether, so you can move each area together, each area forth. And then I'm not promoting any of my programs at all, but what I would do is I would focus on every area in a microscopic way so that you're moving everything forth at a needlepoint move. If you come to the free program, there's a program called Abundant Life, and I created it after Abundance Now so that I can look at all the key areas that make an abundant life and then give you, you should be an action step in every single one of those areas in small micro steps, though, not macro steps. Micro wins lead to macro wins, and we're chasing macro wins, and we never get them because we're chasing macro wins. Micro wins lead to macro wins. Okay. Yes.
Hi, my name is Nicole Doss, and I am scared. I don't even want to say the word here, whatever, but I'm scared about belief. And I'm scared because I know what my purpose is. I truly feel my calling, and I'm tired of my investor. But my investor allows me to have a very comfortable life.
Sure.
And so much that my husband has a certain expectation for me. My kids have a certain expectation for me. I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize for crying. You've been wanting to cry for a long time.
But, yes. But,
how many of y'all want to cry sometimes? And you don't cry because can't nobody handle your tears. Don't worry about it. You liberating the whole room, girl.
But I know what I'm called to do, and I'm so afraid to take the leap. But yet I tell my clients every day.
To take the leap. Oh, right. Yes, yes. Breathe.
Breathe.
Yeah, what's that? You running out of air, you're just going to pass out. Then we got another problem.
What
to do?
One jolt, that one action I need to do to push myself forward.
Right. So how many of y'all need to know that answer?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So I'm going to give you homework. I'm a coach. Y'all know I'm a coach, right? I am not an entertainer. Though I know I can be quite entertaining. I'm a coach, so I come for your breakthrough, you guys. You guys get that? So I'm going to give you stuff to do. I'm not just going to give you theories to bounce around your head because that's not going to get you anywhere. I'm going to give you something to do. You ready?
Yes.
You don't have to write this down. You're not going to forget this. Somebody, y'all know y'all need to do this too, right? Everybody? Okay. So when you go home today, I want you to tell your family, what's today? What's the day of the week?
Thursday.
So I want you to tell your family that you guys are having a family meeting on Saturday, okay, or Sunday, whichever one is better for you. And I want you to say like this, we're having a family meeting because I owe you an apology. Everybody going to be on time. Everybody. They will not. They might miss another family, but they ain't going to miss that one. And they're going to want to know right then, what do you want to apologize? No, don't worry. I need you to be there. And when they come, I want you to sit them down. I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to say, I have a new coach in my life. I got her on Thursday at the blessing of the women's conference. And she coached me to the point where I know I need to apologize to you. I apologize to each one of you and looking at your family for making you think that I don't need help. I apologize for setting you up
for thinking that I don't need rest. And you're not doing, it's not a condescending apology. It is, you set this relationship up. Some of y'all starting to cry already. You already know. You set up this thing that you call your chaos. You are the co-creator of it. And the good news is you're the co-creator of it shifting too. And now we're going to shift it. I apologize for making you think that I don't need to hear thank you. I apologize for making you think that I want to live my life like this for the next 20 years. I owe you an apology. My coach brought it to my attention that I'm sending you mixed signals while I'm in my own personal hell. Tears are probably going to flow down right about then. She'll be okay. For questions? For questions? Okay, that don't make sense. So, sweetie, after you do that, okay, I just want you to make sure that you are fully present on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Because I can give you so much right now. That's all I have to give you. We have time for. But there's so much more. But here's my request. I gave you a gift. Don't accept the gift if you're not going to be in action. But your thank you to me, because I don't give adults charity. I give charity to children. I know exactly where my charities lie. I'm investing in you. Okay? So I want you to shift about your job, your investor, because your investor is giving you the freedom to be creative. So I need you to move to gratitude about your investor, because you will not be creative with your lights off. So quit saying your job is getting on your nerves. So let's just start creating more. You've been charging your job with keeping you from your dream. You just haven't allocated enough time to your dream to grow your dream. That's not your job. Your job is giving you the space and the ability to not worry about food on your table for your children. Right? So love it. Be in gratitude about it. Turn up your performance there. And now go turn up your performance for yourself. Okay? You're welcome.
First of all, this session has been a gift.
Amen.
It's been... Amen. I've been here all day, and it's been a lovely day. It's been a great day, but this is why I'm here.
Amen.
This session spoke to me beyond anything
Amen.
I expected for today.
Amen. Thank you.
And so I want to thank you.
Thank you for that acknowledgement.
For everybody here for giving that gift to us. I've had an incredible life. I love my job. I just started a new job. I've had so many dreams come true. I've put myself out there. I've been a public speaker. I've been on TV. I have produced television. I've been a mother of three amazing children.
YouTheBomb.com.
I'm sorry?
YouTheBomb.com. That's amazing.
I've done things that I wanted to do that I'm proud of, except it... In my mind, in a way, it cost me my marriage. And I will say this because...
Hold on.
Just listen.
Wait, hold on. How many of you that your success has cost you something major? I just want you to pause for a moment, and I want you to see that you're not by yourself. And then tell me your question.
So I know it's because he couldn't handle a successful woman.
It's a thousand reasons. It's a thousand reasons.
Woman,
don't go into
right?
detail.
Okay. But I'm using the trauma, not the trauma, because really it's not. We're amicable and all that. But, I mean, we've kicked ass when it comes to divorce, so I'm proud of that too. But what I have noticed at 52 years old, I used to be loud out there, you know, decisive, clear. I was a leader. People followed me. And after that happened, and I had to change the course of my career.
So tell me your question.
My question is, why the hell am I quiet now when I used to be loud and confident?
Say
and
that again. When I used
clear.
To be what? When I used to be
it's
what?
Like I'm pissed at myself.
Right.
I want to blame him because he didn't like the bold
right.
on stage. So why am I like...
So let me. Can I tell you? Look. No, can I tell you? Look at how you are right now. Like, what did it take? What did it take for her to come back out? How many of you guys, you know, a part of you have died away? You stopped playing. So what does it take? What does it take? Are you willing? You just did it. Are you willing? See, you've gotten caught up with managing other people's perception of you.
Correct.
You've gotten caught
lately,
up with that.
Lately.
So,
in the divorce.
So let's pick a day. Everyone, let's pick a day. What day do you want to be your rebirth day?
Today.
Like, what day? Like, you can walk it out if you want to, but what day is your rebirth day?
Well, it's got to be today, and it's got to be now, because
in your rebirth day, who's reborn? How is she? Who is she? How does she play? And are you willing to shock the hell out of some people when she plays that way? And be okay with that. So have a rebirth day. So every year, celebrate this day. Matter of fact, go home and throw a party. I'll throw a hysterectomy party. I'll throw a party anytime. Go home and throw a party. And
I'm
at the party,
having wine at 4 o'clock. So.
Right. Can you guys join her and then literally celebrate? And then literally love him. Love him for allowing you to go through the season you went through with him, for allowing you in the postseason, and then for literally celebrating you into this next season. You needed him as much as you needed me. You needed him. Yes. Celebrate her. All right. I'm going to have to go fast because American Airlines got some wings, and I'm supposed to be on the inside of them. Like, I'm cute, but I don't know if I can stop the plane. So really fast, your question.
Hi, my name's Esther. I was curious, you said the things that you tend to undervalue are what you're best at.
Yes.
And I'm curious how you learned that. I mean, how did you find out what your calling was? Did somebody point at it for you, or was it a...
Absolutely. You want to know what yours is?
What?
I don't know. She said, what? Tell me. No. You want to know what yours is? Go to 5 of your closest friends and ask them, what do you do effortlessly? They've already seen it. Now, here's the deal. You got to be okay with the answer. Because you know how you get an answer like, I don't like that. Like, water's still wet whether you like it being wet or not. Like, just don't discount it. Like, it's been in front of you forever. Like, how many of you know that you do some things pretty amazing and you discount it? You discount it all the time. Matter of fact, when we try to love on you, you deflect it.
Yes, yes.
So many years people would tell me how amazing I was as a speaker, and I say, thank you. But I was saying thank you to shut it down. I wasn't saying thank you to acknowledge it. So I stopped saying thank you, and I start saying I received that. Yes. But I was saying it for me. I'm like, I need to receive that. Go to 5 of your closest friends, and then don't refute it. Just say, I received that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I received that.
Yes. Last question.
Thank you for pouring into us.
You're welcome.
My question is, what if you have 2 callings?
Pick up both phones.
And are totally different. I'm always fighting with which one to spend my energy on.
Yes.
And, you know, one is helping women to recover their financial health, and the other is nurturing children. And I can't do them both at the same time. I've started companies
right.
both. And
can I answer you?
I feel like
pick a date on the calendar 12 to 18 months out. Pick a date right now. Just pick a date. Just pick a day of the year, and then you'll figure out what year it is. Just pick a date.
February 21st.
So February 21st of 2018, start the second one. See, you think if you don't do it now, it's not going to get done. I know exactly what I'm going to be doing on March 1st of 2018. I ain't telling y'all wait. Follow me on Facebook at Lisa Nichols fan page. And the reason why I know is because otherwise it's crowded in my head. And so you just think it's not going to be born. Let one be born while you're in labor with the other. They're not twins.
Yes, yes.
They don't have to come out at the same time. It's so fun talking to women. They don't have to come out at the same time. Matter of fact, you don't want them coming out at the same time. Just laser on one and move it forward. Birth it. Let it get into training wheels. Let it walk. Let it get some arms, some legs, and then birth the other one. You just need to know you can do both. You don't live in an either-or world. We live in a world of and. So in closing,
Thank you very much. So this is Narelle.
Hi, Narelle.
And Narelle is, I'm zooming off to a plane. Narelle is staying back to find out how we can support and love on you guys if you choose to. If you need anything that we have, and if there's any way we can serve you on our campus, Narelle is here just to see how we can say yes, yes.
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 In closing, my grandmother's 87 years old. And my grandmother's 87, and there's so many reasons for you to be radical. There's so many reasons for you to surprise yourself and blow your own mind. There's so many reasons for you to move from 70% to 159%. There's so many reasons for you, all outside of you.
Yes.
Some you don't even know about yet. There's so many reasons. There's that 6-year-old girl, that 3-year-old girl, that 14-year-old girl, that 17-year-old boy, that 21-year-old boy, who when you become radical, they'll see what radical looks like through you. When you press reset and give yourself 1,000 second chances again, they'll do the same. They're not looking at how you can keep standing up and dodge bullets. They're going to learn by the way you take the bullet and keep going with grace and ease. I was scared. The difference between me and most is that I'm willing to leap scared. I'm not without fear. I've just learned how to move with my fear. I learned how to dance with my fear. I don't let my fear paralyze me. And if I had, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I wouldn't have been able to take my grandmother to Montego Bay for a week and put her in the presidential suite for a week while I secretly got her home renovated back at her house. Because she lived in her house since, wait, she lived in her house since 1968. So I wasn't going to move that lady. She was clear. I moved on the street. I'm going to die on the street. And so I figured if I can't move the street, I'm going to renovate the house. So while I had her in Jamaica, I had contractors at her home gutting out her bathroom, gutting out her kitchen, gutting out her bedroom, gutting out her house, praying that they would have it not gutted out when she got home, because then I'm in big trouble. And I was willing to reinvent myself and be radical so I could hear my grandmother say, as she stood in her kitchen, "Baby, Grandma ain't ever had a house that had a dishwasher in it before. Baby, Grandma never had a refrigerator where she can get the water without opening the door." So I ask you, who's waiting on you to be radical? In some crazy way that you don't even know about. Your 70% is beautiful. But I like to leave you with a challenge and a charge to turn it to 159. If we can help you, if we can help you, then the answer is
yes.
Yes,
yes. Yes. I am going to run now. I'm going to run. I'm going to run. I got to run. I love you. Can you take my call? I love you. They're going to...